Hide FM.
Hi guys, welcome to the, actually this is my second year of doing the show.
Ow, ow.
So this is so great, and I have a special guest with me. I have Tyler Page, Bay Area artist. You want to talk a bit about yourself, like who you are, where you're from, what you do?
Yeah, my name is Tyler Page. I'm from Oakland, California. Been all over the world, but Oakland is home forever, ever, ever. I am a singer, songwriter, bare bones, producer, might I say. Definitely creative director, stylist, makeup artist.
So many hats.
Hair. So many hats. Whatever hat I need to wear to make the vision come alive, that is me.
So a lot of these songs are inspirations from Tyler, and also some of her songs as well. First song we started off was Daydreaming by Aretha Franklin, and she just told me the story about how her dad took her to school every morning.
Of course.
And played Young, Gifted, and Black.
Yes! Oh my goodness. So that album was like, it was so... Not only did he play that album, I was also, during that era that I'm thinking of, in a performance and spoken word group in Oakland, in the East Bay, called Young, Gifted, and Black.
Oh, wow.
Still existent, still going, amazing organization. And also everybody who I met in that organization, I'm still friends with, and all still make music. So the impact, very real. But spoken word, singing, songwriting, poetry, all of that.
Yeah, can you talk about like a little bit how these different things play a role in your life, especially early on? Like, how did you know that singing and songwriting was the thing for you?
I can't say that I really did. Mm-hmm. It was more so a response to a lot of things. I think it's always been like a calming... I have a lot of noise in my brain at all times. And the best way for me to get that out, whether it be like scheduling or like creatively, is to just write it down. Like, I have to use a planner. I can't use my phone.
Analog.
I have to use a planner. So just like writing has been a peacekeeper in my life in every single format.
You wake up and journal.
Big journaler. And then also I was a very high achieving student. I skipped some grades. I was in private school for most of my life, but even in the Bay Area, that kind of meant being in a lot of traditionally white spaces, which meant that I needed a little extra, you know, support in feeling a part of something in terms of Black culture and in terms of...
I know, what was that like growing up? Because like we hear Oakland, obviously I live in Oakland.
Yeah.
And I'm not like a stranger to being Black.
Right, right.
But like I didn't go to private schools. I went to school in San Francisco my whole life.
Right.
Most of my schools were mostly Black until I went to high school.
Yeah.
But what was private school life like for you? And also like being a creative and being one of the only Black girls.
Yeah.
And you wore your hair natural.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Well, it was it was as good as it was bad, to be really honest with you. As much opportunity as obstacle. It was isolating, to say the very least. It's a space where you consistently feel like threatened and special, all in one. I think my talents had a chance to shine, to be really honest with you, because even though there were so many eyes on me in an isolating way, it also meant like, okay, if I am as talented and gifted as I am, people are also seeing that. However, there's also, that can lead to like some jealousy and also some, it was an interesting experience. I wouldn't have had it any other way, to be really honest with you. I feel like my intelligence and like intellect were really challenged the way they needed to be when I was younger. And at the same time, it gave me kind of a deeper understanding of the world around me for what it actually is. So it was rough and also beautiful and also wouldn't have traded it for anything.
Yeah. And when you were in those spaces, what kind of things were you getting into, like listening to, finding out about? Because you find out so much from like your peers and your friends.
Yeah.
I remember being in second grade and my friend Aaliyah, she gave me her brother's Carter II.
Oh,
CD.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't listen to this, boys listen to this. So I didn't even put it in my CD
music. No, it was really interesting. Like definitely being in those like pivotal and transitional stages in life and being around mostly like white women is definitely, white women is crazy, white girls.
I guess they women now.
But no, it's definitely interesting because it also really did have an impact on the music that I listened to, the music that I enjoy and the music that I then create based off inspiration. But it was all like keeping up with the Kardashians. Like reality TV was huge amongst my peer group. And not only that, it was very Kesha, Katy Perry.
Oh, that's so cute, because I like that at the Black schools.
Well, so here's the thing. It was... But, I mean, there was also, like, there was Paramore. There was, like, there were these, there was the Fireflies by, and then there's MGMT. Like, there was a lot of things that I think have a tendency to click with the Black community that I kind of got introduced to a lot earlier without that context.
Yeah.
And, like, enjoying it in that time and being made fun of for enjoying it and then seeing how everybody genuinely does enjoy it, I was like, like I said, a lot of things really made sense. Like, the world started to make sense for what it was in that place of isolation. So
yeah But we're not in an isolated place anymore right now. No, we sure not. David, can you talk about what Craig David means for you? Especially this song, Fill Me In.
Fill Me In. Okay. So this is actually not the first Craig David song that I was introduced to. The first one I was introduced to is called 7 Days. Mm-hmm. And he won a Grammy for it in 2003. And my parents had the Grammys CD because back in the day, of course, you didn't have the Grammy winners playlist. You had the Grammy winners CD and you went out and you bought it. And that was our most, that was our heavily rotated, CD in the car. And it's like what Pink Panthers is, but the predating. Like, I don't think a lot of people realize that as amazing, and I will dare say original as she is, like, there is an original. Yeah. And if I was gonna put, like, a father label on that genre, it would be this guy right here. And he's
let's get into the rest of it.
Let's get into it. Wearing a jacket whose property said you've been queuing for a taxi, but you left all your money on the tea. Can you feel me in? Can you feel me in? All they seem to do is be checking up on you. Watching your every move, think someday they might approve, baby. Why were you creeping round late last night? Why did I see two shadows moving in your bedroom light? Now you're dressed in black, when I left you were dressed in white. Can you feel me in? Can you feel me in? Ready to answer phone. Red wine bottle, have the contents gone. Midnight return, jacuzzi turned on. Can you feel me in? Can you feel me
James Joint. This is honestly one of
James
my favorite. James Joint.
Oh, James Joint.
That's one of my favorite songs, like, off of Anti. Mm-hmm. That Rihanna's made. And me and my sister, we were loud girls.
Okay.
Loved loud.
Dune. Rihanna. Everybody had a Rihanna phase. It hit you in different places. Mm-hmm. Some people, it was like that younger, like, I want to be a pop star. Some people, it was like, oh, I want to be the bad bitch. And Rihanna, I actually struggled picking a song off Anti to add, because I tried so not to, like, be.
It's kind of generational.
It's
it came out when I finished high school. I don't know when you finished high school, but it came out in
2016. Right around the end. Right around the end there.
So that was like, whoa.
That was huge.
She got SZA on it. She got all this
stuff. Like, so that was the one.
These are artists of our, like, generation.
But, like, she's been an artist of our generation for a while.
Four,
like,
generations.
Literally. Like, she had hits when we were 5. She had hits when we were 10.
Sorry.
Oh, please. That's okay. And also, but no, Consideration. Literally, that's the other song that I was having a hard time, like, going back and forth about which one I should add. I felt like James Joint actually inspires my sound a little more. Mm-hmm. But Consideration, It's just, it's a great one. Like, I don't know. I don't know anybody else who could have done that except for SZA and Rihanna themselves.
And James Fauntleroy, thank you so much for
Thank you so much.
But I just died by A. Marie is on right now.
Yeah.
What a, it's had a time, like, back in resurgence. A. Marie's had a time back in resurgence.
It's coming back.
Tell me why you love this song.
I kind of relate to her tone in R&B. She's not a... She is kind of a vocal gymnast, but at the same time, not in the traditional sense. Excuse me. Sorry, y'all. I feel like R&B... The traditional vocal that you think of when you think of R&B has, like, almost a neo-soul kind of lean towards it. But she has a very almost, like, flat-toned vocal. Like, she doesn't... I can almost, like, feel it when I'm recording. Like, she is talking with melodically. Like, she's using her voice melodically. And that's something that I kind of lean towards in my music, which is why I wanted to include this one, because she was just so ahead of her time. I should have added some Kelis as well, because her as well. But these two are people that I put in the same similar category of, like, that alt R&B before alt R&B existed.
Yeah. So let's play it out.
And yes, then please.
We'll get into some of Tyler's music. So what you just heard was Love Song by Tyler Page.
That was me.
What is it like hearing your music on, like, hearing your music but, like, not in, like, a performance place?
I'm gonna be really honest. It depends on the song. That one, it, like, I don't know how to explain it. It kind of wrote itself. I put that, when I released Page One, I was kind of saying, like, a lot of these songs wrote themselves, as in, I was just kind of there and it was flowing out, and then I didn't really hear it until I sat back and listened after, and I was like, whoa. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So Love Song is one of those ones where I'm just like, yeah, that was exactly what needed to happen on that beat, in that time frame, about that situation. Like, it was just, I love to hear that one back. I really do.
Yeah, right now we are playing Southside by Lloyd and Ashanti.
Oh what? My God.
An important song for a young black girl. Oh, watch that video.
Oh my God. Yo, so my family, my mom's family is from Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh wow.
And my dad's family is originally from the Bay Area, which is why I am from the Bay. But my mom's family, since they were so far, they used to be really good about sending annual, like, mixtapes.
Oh, wow.
And my childhood... Oh, my God. Sorry, y'all. If y'all are hearing this, I'm drinking a cerveza. Perdóname. But my mom's family was really good about just keeping in touch, especially through music. Mm-hmm. And about, like, 2009, my familial life kind of hit the fan. Mm-hmm. And the last little mixtape that I remember being sent before that, this, it was just hit after hit after hit, but this song was so, like, it's very, very rare to me. And I won't even say rare, but, like, there are very few songs that romanticize black love in a way that I really appreciate, like this one does. Like, it's just very young and innocent and sweet and, like, vulnerable. I'm like very southern draw on it. Like I just, I don't know. It's just, it's great. This is one of those
ones. It made me feel like wanting to be a teenager.
Yeah, like when I watched this video, I was like,
oh my goodness, is he gonna come pick me up in his car?
Literally, like, is he coming in his car or what? And now it's just like, you know, like I have a pookie and he's the first one to pick me up in his car. Oh my God. King, if you're listening, I love you. But yeah, like it's just, it's one of those ones. It's there's not very much in American media that as a young black person you can look at and you're like,
yeah,
I look forward to that.
Yeah.
And this is one of those ones.
Let's play it out. Cause
play it out, please. Yeah.
Water by True Blue. This is a song that I've actually never heard of before.
Yeah.
You sent me like some songs. Can you, you said you have a story about this one
too. I do. So when I was in high school, I had a little high school boyfriend. He was on the soccer team. And he, if you know anything about me, I love people whose love languages is music. Mm-hmm. And so he made a little playlist for me to listen to and I became obsessed with this song. Lo and behold, little did I know, True Blue, Maya Lehner is from Oakland, California.
Oh, wow.
And give it a couple years, I start making music. I start making music with this person. And this person introduces me. And this person introduces me to Daniel Lehner, who is behind a lot of the sounds on previous works that I've done. And I'm just, you know, working in Daniel Lehner's backyard with Daniel. And he wanted to tell me, oh yeah, True Blue, that's my sister. Hello? I've been listening to this song for 4 years. And so that was kind of a moment where I was just like, oh my gosh, like, it could be from anywhere, from anyone, at any time, for any reason. Like, it was just, that was a cool moment for me. And I, to this day, the song circulates in my playlists. She's super talented. She has gone on to, like, go on tour with Caroline Polachek. Mm-hmm. Like, she's global with it. We're proud of Miss Maya, Miss True Blue, which one of the cutest things ever is I think is She's True Blue, and then her brother is in a group called Ruby Red.
Oh, wow, that is cute.
And so I have, when I first moved to LA to kind of pursue music in LA, that was who I worked a lot with, mm-hmm. was Danny of Ruby Red, and Travis Robertson, who is Jackson Stone. So these were some people that I worked with early on. This song is just, that was such a full circle moment to me. That was a moment that made me realize, like, I could be that to somebody else. Yeah. Like, just a song that really sticks with you, that you realize, oh my god, this is just like a girl who walks around my fucking city. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a moment that
you never know who you're gonna come across.
You just don't.
In Oakland. No, but you also really don't. You mentioned like some of your earlier sounds. Obviously, Page One is different.
Yes.
From what you've done before, can you just speak totally. To what you have done before?
Yeah. So, I think when I first started making music, it was because I didn't really have a direction that I wanted to go in. Mm-hmm. It was just more of a passion. Like, I adopted the sounds of the people I was working with a lot. So that kind of led to this, like, Tame Impala, Dijon, Magic mm-hmm. Jordan from one side to, like, Mike Dean, Travis Scott, Don Toliver from the other production side.
Kind of, like, conflicting.
But like, honestly, it mended, it made sense to me. Like, and then on my end, I kind of melodically take inspo from, like, SZA, Frank Ocean, mm-hmm. Future. Those are all Scorpios, mind you. I'm Scorpio right down. I write like a Scorpio. Like, I don't know how else to say it. SZA's on right now, mind you. But it all came together really beautifully. And then I think what I've been doing more recently is finding my own sound. Because mm-hmm. I think I was trying to prove to myself I could go on any beat. I could be on any song for anybody for any reason because I have a musical ability. I have like an ear for this shit. Mm-hmm. But now I'm in the phase of like, okay, but what do I like? Like, what sounds like me? Like, what do you hear? And it's like, that's Tyler.
Yeah.
What's a Tyler? That sounds very Tyler. Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at now versus before.
Yeah. And you mentioned SZA before as like an inspiration. Mm-hmm. Broken Clocks is playing right now. I played this song actually last month.
Yeah.
To like, my theme was like Lady Sing the Blues, and this seems mm-hmm. like a very, what am I doing? Where am I at?
Yeah.
Song. Yeah. In my life. Oh. And that's what it was for me. That's what it is for me. That's what
Control
it was
and
is.
Look, that was that. I don't think another album will have the same impact that album had on me as like a young Black girl in that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then honestly, it was like in advance because that was running back to the strip club, I'm never going back, never going back. Like, I couldn't have known. But then at the same time, like, it became, like, I worked a lot of nightlife when mm-hmm. I was living in LA. You do a lot of things to, like, support the passions. And it's mm-hmm. just, like, she sang it so vulnerably and so, like, nonchalantly that I was like, oh, this is just an experience that people have.
And then
Then
you never went back.
And then I never, let me tell you, never went back. For the record, okay? But yeah,
I'm gonna play SZA.
I'm just burning their life. Still love and still love. You still love it. Still love. Still love. Still love it. Still love and still love. Nothing but love for you. Nothing but love. Nothing but love. I don't. Make me feel young again. Can't beat 'em, just
to take these broken hearts and put them in it. Now I'm driving round on the boulevard, trunk bleeding. And every time the cops pull me over, they don't ever see them, they never see them. And I got this black suit on, roaming around like I'm ready for a funeral. Five more miles till the road runs out. I'm about to drive in the ocean. I'ma try to swim from something bigger than me. Kick off my shoes and swim good, and swim good. Take off this suit and swim good.
Just didn't sit right with you. yeah. And now you're trying to make me feel away on purpose. Now you're throwing it back in my face on purpose. Now you're talking down on my name on purpose, yeah. And you don't feel no way. You think I deserve it? Stop listening to things you say, cause you don't mean it anyway. Yeah. Feel away, young nigga, feel away. Maybe we just should've did things my way instead of the other way. I tried with you. It's more to life than sleeping in and getting high with you. I had to let go of us, show myself what I could do. That just didn't sit right with you. Yeah, and now you're trying to make me feel away on purpose. Now you're throwing it back in my face on purpose. Now you're talking down on my name on purpose. Yeah, and you don't feel no way. You think I deserve it?
That was just Feeling Away by Drake, obviously.
It really was.
an important album, an important era for young black girls in high school at the time.
It was like, dare I say, that was, I have, Marcos, if you're listening right now, I still have a screenshot of my bestie Marcos. And he listened to the whole Views project, and then he sent me a Snapchat with a singular tear running down his face. I'm not even joking. Like, I remember this vividly because I felt the same way. It was for everybody. That's why I hate. Okay. Not too much. not too much.
Actually, let's talk about playing favorites.
Okay, let's go. Let's go to the next thing.
Let's talk about what was it like playing favorites?
No, literally. This song, this was like a manifestation. Mm-hmm. It was like I literally wrote the song almost as like a conceptualization of like an idea of like a scene that was playing out in my head. And then the relationship that I got into like very shortly after writing this song was like it embodied everything this song was talking about. The producer on the track is Santana. Mm-hmm. Shout out Santana. I don't know if you're listening, Santana. But he is definitely one of my favorite people to work with as of right now. Our chemistry is really good. He's also from the Bay, and so I feel like there's that like
connection.
Yeah, it's like not even a connection. It's like a sonic understanding. Mm-hmm. It's like this goes hard. Like playing favorites is by no means a Bay Area beat of a song, mm-hmm. but it's like boom, boom, boom.
And it has the bass and the rhythm that we like.
It's like, I think what creates a perfect like Bay / Cali song is like the perfect combination of like heavy hitting bass mm-hmm. that makes you want to like, I don't know, throw some ass a little bit, but then also whatever makes you want to coast and drive mm-hmm. and just like kind of vibe. And it's like when that comes together, you get Cali yeah. on the track. So
bass and rhythm. We missed playing this song. I hope y'all heard it, but this is Cassie.
This is Cassie.
Play it back. Go play it back. This is Cassie, official girl.
You guys.
You have a story on this song too.
I do have a story on this song. She is so offbeat on this goddamn record, and I live for it. Let me tell you something. I live for it. Like, I've tried to one of the ways that I kind of familiarize myself with like recording and the world of like production and song making is covers. Mm-hmm. And with this song, I've tried to cover it before and I come in at the wrong time every single time. Just because
you think about being like in a certain pocket, but
she's not there. She's not there, but it still works. Like this, I listen to this song back and I'm just like, I don't know, I feel what I suppose that she and the writers and Wayne and the producers wanted everyone to feel listening to this song. Mm-hmm. And it's not perfect. And I think that's like, I've been in a lot of rooms production-wise and song-making-wise where everyone's like, no, you were like a fraction off of the, mm-hmm. of the, I don't care.
Yeah.
Let me be real. I don't care. Do you feel what I'm trying to make you feel right now?
Right.
And if that's a success, then it's a success. And that's a main reason why I really, to this day, fuck with this song.
Yeah, let's see what Cassie felt.
Yeah! Say you lost me, but if you want that, it's a wrap and I won't look back. I won't look back. And I'm tired.
Official, bang bang, I ain't talking no pistol. Ain't no violence, ain't no silence. Cause she screamed to the top of her. When I get on top of her, sounding like an opera. Skip, jump, hopping her. Got her feeling popular. Got her feeling like she's my official girl. Yeah, you so special, girl. I never diss you and I'll kiss you on your little pearl. I know you like that, baby. Yeah, you like that, baby. I know I can make you come. Right back, baby.
Say I wanna be yours, yeah.
Official girl.
I miss you, girl. I'ma make you my official girl. You better act right. I'm 2 seconds from being out the door.
I miss you, girl. I'ma make you my official girl.
Said I won't be with you unofficially anymore. And I can't make it true.
Second thought, that ain't the way to go. I gotta give a game proper. Spit it so she get it. There she is, I gotta stop her. Or should I talk about a smile? Or what about a style? I'm out of time. She's out the door, I gotta go for mine. I think I'll say yeah.
And you're making me want to say,
yeah.
I know you're trying to leave. I meditate and moderate all of my wins again. I'm hanging on the fence again. I'm always on your mind. I put my lyric and my lifeline on the line. And ain't no limit when I might shine, might grind. You rolling with it at the right time, right now.
Only for the dollar sign.
Bad girl, leave it now. Swear, leave it now. On your pulse, like a CDM. Gas on the bitch, like it's premium. Hard ass on the bitch, all in the fast. I ain't been a bad bitch, real before any cash came. I'm established, 100 carats. Sign my name, run the Atlas. I'm a natural, I'm a ray.
I'm a savage, I'm a asshole, I'm a king. Shimmy out, shimmy out, shimmy out, rah. You can tell your nigga he can meet me outside.
Yeah.
You can babysit him when I leave him outside. Ain't no other love like the one I know. I done been down so long, lost so. I done came down so hard, I slow. I done sleep forever, all a real nigga won't.
I said I'm geek. And I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher.
All I want is
Loyalty.
10-4, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You acting shifty, you don't vibe with me no more. I need
Loyalty. Loyalty. Tell me who you're loyal to.
Is it money? Is it fame? Is it weed? Is it drink? Is it coming down with the loud pipes in the rain? Big chillin' only for the power in your name. Tell me who you loyal to. Is it love for the streets when the lights get dark? Is it unconditional when the robbery don't stop? Tell me when your loyalty is coming from the heart.
Tell me who you loyal to. Do it start with your woman or your man? Do it end with your family and friends? Or you loyal to yourself in defense? I said, tell me who you loyal to. Is it anybody that you would lie for? Anybody you would slide for? Anybody you would die for?
That's what God's
for. I said I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get high.
All I want is
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
Tenfold, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You acting shifty, you don't vibe with me no more. I need
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
It's so hard to be humble. It's so hard to be.
Page, and it has like a sexy drill type of feeling towards
and
around it,
of course.
So yeah, what do you have to say about this?
Okay, shout out Harry. This beat was produced by Harry. He is from the Bay. Made by Harry is his tag on everything. It was exactly what I expressed that I was wanting. I had kind of been on that sexy drill wave. If you listen to the song before on my project, it is actually produced by the godfather of Sexy Joe. Well, that's kind of hard to say, but I'll give Jiggy that. He's from New Jersey, mm-hmm. and he kind of coined the sound. He produced Fisher by for Cash Cobain, and then a lot of subsequent songs. And this was like, there were two songs. This one, Act Up, and Bad Bitch Party, that together I kind of sent to my homies from New Jersey and was like, hey, like, for reference, this is what I can do on a sexy drill beat. And that was kind of the pusher into it. And on top of that, I feel like this one has the perfect amount of Bay Area flair to it, because it's just, it's not fully that.
Yeah.
But it is totally inspired, and I think it's like an awesome mashup of songs.
Yeah, you said you had a story about this one too. Everything is embarrassing. I've actually never heard this one before.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm going to talk for just a hot second. This speaks back to what you're talking about when you were asking, like, what's, like, going to private school like. The song shaped middle school. Every romantic episode, every, like, moment of, like, wow, this is life. Like, this song was playing in the background in my mind. I'm not even joking. She was, like, Miss American Apparel, like, Miss Urban Outfitters. I don't know how to explain it. This song was everything to the white girls, and then subsequently to me for that time in my life. And honestly, for the foreseeable future. It's just so good.
Yeah, let's play it out.
Thank you.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you guys for listening. That is our time. Thank you so much to Tyler.
Yeah.
Any last words you want to say about any of these songs?
If anyone can hear Everything is Romantic by Caroline Polachek and Charlie XCX right now, I walked down to Tokyo to that song for a lot of time, and also it influenced the song that's coming out on my next EP dropping in July. Otherwise, thanks for listening. I love to ramble, so I'll probably be back to do this again sometime.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.